This is Jack Inslee, producer at large for Heritage Radio Network, former executive producer. Thanks for listening to and supporting Chef Story over the years. As many of you know, on September 16th, 2016, we lost our dear friend and host of Chef Story, Dorothy Cann Hamilton. She, among many things, was one of the most respected culinary leaders in the world. Dorothy founded the French Culinary Institute in Manhattan in 1984, which later became the International Culinary Center. Ask anybody she knew or worked with, Dorothy was a beacon of light. Her uncontrollable smile, her infectious laugh, and her love of life is how we remember her at Heritage Radio Network. As we end the year, we want to reflect on Dorothy's work with us and share some of her on-air personality with you. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year.
Well, hello, and welcome to Chef Story. This is Dorothy Cann Hamilton from the International Culinary Center in New York, but we're out at gorgeous Roberta's, even though it's December and cold. It's nice and warm in here, and you can smell the pizza dough.
The Heritage Radio Network community was first introduced to Dorothy on episode 138 of The Main Course with Patrick Martins in May of 2012.
We're sitting in Brooklyn, and I grew up in Brooklyn, and my father started Apex Technical School.
Wow.
Which, trains, and still there today on 6th Avenue, 19th Street, and trains air conditioning mechanics and welders. And anyway, I was president for 20 years. I got out of the Peace Corps in 1974, and it was a worse recession than what we see now. And I could only go to work for my father as a receptionist. And I worked my way up to president, and I fell in love with the students. Mm-hmm. You know, you give people a career, it changes their life. And that's what it was the inspiration for starting the French Culinary Institute. The first week we were open as the French Culinary Institute, this tall woman came in, and she was Julia Child, and she became my fairy godmother. She really did help me. She put me on Good Morning America. Then she knew the quality of the school, and she sent students there all the time. Then she turned to me and said, Dorothy, you have to get involved with the AIWF. And boy, did she push me. I wound up being chairman. But I had the distinct honor of being able to talk to her every morning. And the funniest story, I talked to her at 9 o'clock every morning. And, you know, and we talked about the AIWF and the challenges it was facing. And I remember one day I called up and I said, good morning, Julia, it's Dorothy. And she said, no, it's Dorothy. And I said, no, Julia, it's Dorothy. And she goes, no, it's Dorothy. And I thought, she's losing it. Well, I didn't realize Julia had a sister named Dorothy who spoke just like her. It was like, who's on first?
Chef Story was actually first a 26-part television series on PBS before it became a podcast on Heritage Radio Network. As an interviewer, Dorothy was able to cut to the core of a subject like few others. Subjects like Chef Michael Anthony.
I'm going to try to go after something elusive here, because there are many restaurants that say they're farm to table, and they are, you know, and there are many proficient and really great chefs who get the technique down. But you have that third quality to take it from, you know, really great meal to a celestial meal. And so I'm kind of trying to get, I know you're great with your staff and you promote them and you're a great leader, but what is Michael Anthony on the plate?
Pastry chef Pichet Ong.
Let's go back into your childhood, because the concept of savory and the concept of sweetness in Asian cuisine is so different than Western cuisine.
Yes.
And the balancing. So what was your palate like as a young man, and how did you become one of the great Western pastry chefs?
So many of the world's best chefs were Dorothy's dear friends, legends like Jacques Pepin.
For people who haven't read your wonderful book, The Apprentice, it talks about you starting in kitchens at 15 and your mother was a chef and had a restaurant.
Right.
But going back, I'd like to explore those war years a little more, because you don't really talk about it in your book. What kind of food were you eating? You were in Burgundy and you were in the farmlands, but did you have all the food that you needed? What was your food
life then? We did not. I mean, my father left to go into the French Resistance. My mother was a waitress. I had a brother year and a half older than me and 1 4 years younger than me. So she really struggled a great deal to find food for us.
We knew Dorothy as a true bon vivant, a lover of all things beautiful and a soul full of energy and positivity. She had such a keen understanding of craft and the discipline it took to achieve greatness. Her conversations were not just for the public, but for the students, like this clip with Chef Francis Malman.
We have a lot of young chefs out there listening to this program, and what would you say to them is the most important thing for them to pursue in their career?
I think that the most important thing is to be respectful. Be respectful with history, be respectful with the roots of the different ethnic cookings, and not get dizzy and tempted by, you know, all these ideas that you can grab and steal from books and internet.
And so many of Dorothy's guests were also former students of the International Culinary Center, like Chef Christina Tosi.
You sit with yourself every day if you try and be something you're not, or try and create food that doesn't speak to you. If you're trying to speak to somebody else through your food without speaking to yourself, then you're not really going to get very far. And that was what I honed in on, and that's what I really try and continue to hone in on and teach
absolutely
today.
Because you are a personality, you are a signature style. You are. That's why you won Rising Star Chef. No, people could say, "Oh, did she make?" It isn't the Pillsbury Bake Off. You know, when you win something like that, it isn't who makes the best pastry crust. It's assumed you make a fantastic pastry crust, but it's more about what do you bring to the profession, how is it growing, and you are the star chef. You know what? We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Because we're going to get into your desserts now, because they are so different. I mean, miso brownies. Okay, we're coming. White chocolate. We're coming back here. We're taking a break.
The archives of Chef Story, a treasure trove of culinary insights and unguarded interviews, will always be available on Heritage Radio Network. And as we move into 2017, we plan on collaborating with the International Culinary Center to continue Chef's Story. We aspire to continue Dorothy's lasting legacy of culinary education and her love for beauty in the world. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year.